This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Also, people texting in saying if the Steelers win tonight, that next Friday I need to dress like a zookeeper to tame the Bengal Tigers. If the Steelers win, I'm coming in as Tiger King next week.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I already looked it up. $29.99 on Amazon. Worth it.
It has the whole thing.
Whole deal. It's got the weird zip-up, sweater deal that he wears with the tiger stripes, and it's got the mustache, and it's got the long blonde wig. Yeah. If they win, I'm going to do that. I'm just going to keep doing it.
Oh, my goodness.
Then who they got after that? Browns again? So we back to taking care of business?
Yeah, you wear the hard hat, though. You got to be a construction worker.
That's right. That's what I got to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know anywhere I can get a hard hat?
I have one. I have two.
Let's go.
Yep.
Your size, or would it fit me?
You could fix it to make
adjustable hard hat.
Yes.
Let's go. For those who don't know, you probably still don't care, but I'm dressed in a suit today because the Steelers are on a business trip, and I like to vibe with my club. Go in, punch in, get the job done. Clock out, get that dub,
yep.
Get to 9-2. And it's a massive game. I mean, it is a massive game. It's like you beat the Commanders and the Ravens. So it's kind of like you go to Vegas, and all of a sudden, whoa, I'm up $1,000. Put that you-know-what in your wallet. But if you lose to the Browns, it's like you give $500 back to the dealer in blackjack.
Yeah.
Like, I want to walk away with my $1,000, or I want to walk away with more. I wouldn't give money back. I think you totally negate the Ravens win if you lose this game tonight.
You're absolutely right.
So don't. It's pretty simple to me. And here's another reason why I think they should win. If Mike Tomlin really is the coach of the year, which I think to this point in the season, it's inarguable he should be the coach of the year, on a short week, you should trust that guy to get the team ready and prepare the team more than their guy, even though he's a two-time coach of the year. That guy's checked out. Your guy's the best coach going right now. So on a short week, coaching advantage should be massive, and I think you've got it.
Well, and this is where, Andy Weidel and Omar Khan should earn their money as well. I know that they have done a great job thus far. I mean, we talk about the draft, we talk about the offseason, but the depth that you think that you've created, that's where that comes into play. Is this week or these last couple days to get ready for a game like this. Like, depth players are going to matter in this game because you have that gauntlet and that brawl that you had on Sunday. You're going to need guys that really probably haven't had significant roles this year, probably have some significant roles tonight, even like somebody like Scotty Miller. We saw Skowronek a lot last game. I bet you we see him a lot tonight. Michael Pruitts, the backup tight ends, and, even – Mike Williams getting some more reps here, and we're just talking on offense right now. But
yeah.
you earn your money for games like this if you are the scouting department and finding quality depth that if a starter can't go a full game, the production doesn't drop off as much. And that's where we'll see how they've really earned their money tonight, the scouting department and Nomar and those guys.
That's well said, and I think the Steelers did a little bit of that last week in preparation for this week and also just probably specific to the opponent. In fact, Mike Tomlin mentioned that in his press conference earlier. Said, we like to rotate defensive linemen against the Ravens because you got to stay fresh. And so we saw a bevy of defensive linemen make big plays in that game. Do the same thing tonight. You do have depth. If Herbig needs a blow, Preston Smith. If Watt needs a blow, Preston Smith. You got not great wide receivers, but enough. Rotate through those guys. You've got, I actually think now, a fair amount of depth at safety. Mm-hmm. We'll see if Eric Rowe gets a helmet in this game. Short week, maybe not, but he was here and he made big plays at the end of last season. Maybe he does. I do think depth is a big deal in this one.
It's huge.
And actually, the Steelers, if you look at the injury report, coming out of a game on Sunday against Baltimore, they're as healthy can be. With the exception of Highsmith, everyone's going to play.
Yeah.
I don't know that anybody's nicked up beyond your typical bumps and bruises associated with play, as Mike Tomlin would say. So, you know, it's easy to say, man, you play the Ravens, and gosh, they knocked the hell out of you, and you knocked the hell out of them, and it probably doesn't feel good. Well, true, but you're healthy. Ain't nobody feels great this time of the year, right?
No, terrible.
Thursday games are hard, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
Did you like them or not like them?
I mean, I liked them because there was light at the end of the tunnel. Like, if you go and you win, then you have, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and sometimes Monday off, and then you come in, like, on a Tuesday, start watching. So you have, like, a nice little mini bye if you win. But, yeah, it is hard. But that's why you get paid a lot of money to take care of your body. And, you know, these days, you know, you would ramp up the recovery a little bit more than you would during a normal week.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be more recovery than anything.
Yeah.
I'm getting in the cold tub like three times instead of once. Something like that.
Does those that wear things on you by the end of a game? Like,
you're such in football shape right now.
Yeah.
That you shouldn't be worn out even if you go into four overtimes if there was ever a case like that. Like, you should be, like, ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'll be sore the next day and tired. But, like, throughout a game, like, your mind is just like, all right, we just got to win. Like, not even thinking about getting tired at this point.
Yeah.
In the beginning of the season, yeah, like, you're tired, you're starting to get used to, like, actual football play, and, like, there's a lot going on, things are happening fast, but at this point in the season, you're in football shape. Like, you should not be worn out at any point.
If people think this is a tough schedule spot, I got some bad news for you. Like, that seems to be the pre-ready-made excuse from guys like Pony. Oh, tough spot, coming off the Ravens, now you gotta go on the road on the Thursday, play another division rival. They're gonna play the Ravens, the Eagles, and the Chiefs in a 10-day span later in the season. Another reason why you can't gack this one up.
Yes.
What's easier, this or that? Gonna go out on a limb, I'm gonna say this. So take care of business, win this game, file it away. Nobody asks how. They ask how many. At the end of the year, that's the only thing that matters. How many wins do you rack up? That's a really tough three-game stretch. As tough a three-game stretch as I can remember, frankly, in the NFL. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I know the schedules the last 10 years of every team in football. But as far as a Steelers schedule, I can't remember, save for COVID, when it was harder than that. This is nothing in comparison. So you've got to find a way to get this one. Because if you wind up losing based on attrition, one of those games that maybe you feel like you shouldn't, you've at least got this one in your back pocket.
Yep.
Texter, Crowley was definitely the kid that wore a suit on picture day first grade. No, I wore a Ben Roethlisberger jersey in my school photo in eighth grade, though. It was Ben's rookie year. And he didn't lose a game until the AFC Championship, and I wore a Big Ben jersey to get my picture taken.
I think I did the same, not with Ben, but I think I did wear a jersey one year.
Who would it have been, do you think?
Greg Lloyd.
Oh, yeah.
Greg Lloyd.
Oh,
and I think,
yeah,
my mom was really mad at me. I think she, like, laid out my clothes and had, like, a nice polo, and I think a last minute switched it out.
Same deal.
Got on the bus, came home. She was like, did you wear that for picture day? Yeah. Oh, did you really?
Well, it all looks good now.
Yeah.
You go to the NFL. Yeah. Me, I'm just sitting here wearing a suit like a square. Texter, Crowley, it's pretty clear you never worked a real job. No one in a suit clocks in. Oh. I did work at Brugger's Bagels, and I had to clock in and clock out and clean the bakery and I stole a ton of bacon.
I'm sure. That was my question.
I used to make bagel pizzas that weren't on the menu. I would take the cheese and I'd throw a little bacon on there instead of pepperoni and a little of the sun-dried tomato spread. Pop it in the oven.
How good was that?
Hammer it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just okay.
Oh. Okay.
But it tasted really good at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe they didn't fire me. Because they had to do inventory and all that. And I would just eat them out of all their bacon. Like, ah, shoot. Can't find 18 strips of bacon. Where do you think those went? And why does it always happen when Crowley's on the clock?
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.